Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Today it's giving COVID vibes. We are recording the show from home. Our offices are inaccessible due to the rain. I've no doubt a lot of you are at home with us, so do send us your messages. We want to know how you're doing. We hope that you're okay. Yesterday was unprecedented. Schools, government offices are working from home today. Homes are flooded. People got stuck in airports. We've seen trees fallen on the streets. Roads are inaccessible. Lifts are down. Sheikhzayed Road yesterday was absolutely gridlocked. It was unlike anything we've seen before. Our top stories for you today are...
So you guys, as you know, this is the biggest rainfall in recorded in the history of Dubai. And as well, aside from that, the metro has given us an update and as well airlines have stopped. So we're going to be talking all about these two stories.
And of course, the crisis management that's in place. We are so lucky right now to be sitting warm in our homes with electricity. A lot of people do not have that luxury. We've seen RTA working throughout the night, airport services working nonstop, people pulling 24-hour shifts for our safety. So we're going to talk a little bit about the crisis management that's happening right now in Dubai. But our top story for you today, what we saw yesterday was unprecedented. It was the biggest rainfall in recorded history over the country. The National Center of Meteorology announced that the UAE witnessed the largest amount of rainfall in the past 75 years. It happened in Al Ain. They saw over 2.5 meters of rain in just 24 hours. So we're seeing what the RTA have said. They're diverting roads. The metro, due to unstable conditions, the metro is also diverting its services. They've put an update if you want to check it. And also, of course, the KHDA were super quick in their response. They said, in light of prevailing weather conditions and keeping in mind the safety of students, Dubai private schools, nurseries and universities are all working from home today. Stay safe, everyone. So that's kind of the latest. And we've got more on like the specific updates. But we're sitting here working from home. How are you doing, Farah? Are you okay?
I mean, I'm okay. Thank God I made it home safe yesterday. However, my sister, who is cabin crew, almost did not make it safe. And in light of that, Emirates announces flight suspension until April the 18th. Wow. Which makes me happy. Because like my cousin was going back to London today. So I was texting her. I'm like, hi, are you still going back, flying back to London? She didn't reply yet, because hopefully, like, according to the announcement that Emirates has given, she should be flying back tomorrow and not today, as we've mentioned, due to heavy rain flooding that has happened on Tuesday yesterday, and as well should be happening today. There are major disruptions that are happening at Dubai International Airport. Dubai Airport stated that, you know, incoming flights are being redirected for now until the weather gets better, which makes sense. And of course, a spokesperson from Dubai Airport stated that the flooding on the roads, which led to the airport, as well as causing significant issues, and as well weather forecasts suggest that these unsettled conditions will persist, you know, leading to further delays. Now, Emirates suspended check-ins, of course, in Dubai from 8 a.m. till, you know, April 17th till April 18th, which is tomorrow, because as well it's due to the bad weather and road conditions, and as well affected passengers advised to contact booking agents for, or Emirates contact, as well as Center for Rebooking in case like your flight gets cancelled or delayed, and passengers are who already are in transit in Dubai will continue to proceed for their flight. So you can be expecting delays, you know, for departures and arrivals. Don't forget to check Emirates.com for any updated flight schedules. Emirates apologizes, of course, for the inconvenience that is happening, but of course, safety comes first. And my sister was as well one of them. She just texted me like, oh, Farah, you know, she was supposed to go back. She was supposed to go and come back, which is called a turnaround to Pakistan. But she just called me. She was like, Farah, I'm there for a layover because Emirates is actually suspending flights.
Wow. It's so rare for flights to be disrupted post the the inclement weather. So yesterday was wild, but because of what's happened on the roads, people aren't able to get to the airports. The airports are struggling to operate because even the staff there, they're not able to make it back into work. So for Emirates to announce this morning that the flights are going to be cancelled until tomorrow midnight, that is a huge move, and it's basically acknowledging and responding to a crisis situation. We had Fly Dubai, they announced they ended their flights and they suspended their flights until 10 a.m. this morning. But the party line for anyone flying out of DXB is do not leave for your flight until you have confirmation that the flight is going. In general, you know that the flight is going, but in this case, they're saying check the updates by the airline and do not leave for your flight unless you know that's going, because Farah's sister, she's not getting on her flight. So I think a lot of people are going to remain in Dubai today until they've got the roads cleared.
My cousin just literally texted me. She was like, my flight got suspended, you know, to be, because she was supposed to travel to London, but her flight got suspended. And of course, I will for sure text her like after. She's like, yay, my flight got suspended. So I'd be like, yeah, it's for your safety, you know. So of course, you know, if you guys, your flight got suspended, just like make sure that you check, as Casey has mentioned, the website, your ticket and so on, just to avoid any, you know, miscommunication happening, just to avoid going to the airport and putting your life under danger for no reason.
And even getting there, we know that the roads in and out of the airport are flooded, and also the metro services are also disrupted as well, which leads us into our next story.
So for our next story is now, of course, you guys have been aware, if not, the Dubai Roads and Transport Authority, RTA, reports service disruptions at unpassive initially metro station Red Line. Now, alternative buses have been provided, were available, and of course, according to the RTA media channels. Now, Dubai Metro operating hours extended until 3 a.m. on Wednesday to facilitate the commuters' journeys during the rainy weather, and as well maintenance work scheduled on Red and Green Line. However, you guys, free shuttle bus services were provided at specific stations in Green Line. However, as well, you know, the RTA has announced that the metro is going to be shut down due to the heavy rain that has been caused due to the weather. People are saying that this is all because of the cloud seeding, but actually it's not cloud seeding. It is because of the humid and the cold weather that, you know, it's a mix of both, and the mix of both can actually lead to such horrible weathers. So just like make sure that you are aware of the fact that metro is going to be closed and shut down. So you just like take maybe stay home, stay safe.
The metro being shut down, I think the a lot of people are facing disruptions and they're asking for the latest update. But the latest official update from the RTA is that due to the unstable weather conditions, both the green and red lines, we'd like to inform you that there will be maintenance work on both lines. But do follow for updates as well. But yeah. In terms of a total shutdown, we don't have information on that, I don't think. But we are watching the channels, monitoring the channels closely. And if anything comes through, we'll definitely share it as soon as we can. But a lot of DMs are coming through. It's the DMs that have come through from everyone, because, you know, Farah, you have your sister and your cousin. Everyone has their story of what happened to them yesterday. Everyone was either at work or sitting at home dealing with a flood situation. I'm even watching our work channel come through right now, and Chai, one of the guys, messaging saying, I've got a lake outside my home. Like, every single person has been affected by this. And the party line is stay at home if you can. Although the rain has stopped, the roads are unlike we've ever seen before. The debris left from the rains, trees have fallen in, there's sunken roads in areas. The authorities are doing their best to clean it back up, but it's not actually as safe on the roads. I tried to get to work this morning, and on the roads there was cars stranded that hadn't been able to move since last night. So abandoned cars on the roads, like a zombie situation.
Yes, as well, regarding the metro story, my sister yesterday, she wanted to avoid the traffic and go via metro, but the metro was closed. However, you know, RTA has announced that free shuttle bus services are being provided at specific stations on, you know, green and red lines just to ensure, you know, arrival at the destination. So honestly, I very much do appreciate the fact that the RTA is keeping residents in their mind, and the fact, because like they sometimes, some of the residents do want to get to some destinations, and using the metro and public services is their only way, which is honestly a very great initiative. But it's, I would say, better if you just like stay home and stay safe, just to avoid, because what happens yesterday, my dad wanted to drop my sister to he had to drop my sister because the metro was closed. She had realized that too late, so he had to drop her. And because of that situation around the metro, because of the flood, he hadn't seen a curb. And if my mom had not been with him and more aware, he literally was gonna hit the curb. And that is like the thing. It's like my dad's like, no way, Farah, like you will. I drive and drive to like close areas. He's like, Farah, there is no way in your entire life you're gonna be driving or even going out. Which is like, that's the thing, because you know, if my dad, who's a very good driver, drives really long distances almost to the curb, then a taxi or a bus is bound to do that. Just stay home, stay safe.
Anyone, you know, I don't think it's your driving abilities, maybe, but I think it's just an unfortunate situation that you get stuck in. So I'm really glad that your mom was there, and I'm really glad that your dad is okay.
Yes.
But I think
I think what
we're seeing is like, and we'll jump now into, you know, the crisis management ongoing. And you said there, you know, what the RTA is doing, and also what people are doing. But firstly, the crisis management. So homes are flooded, and people are saying, you know, how can we get the water out of our homes? People are stranded in their cars overnight. I'm speaking on WhatsApp with a man called Manish. He has been on the E311 since 5 p.m. yesterday. He says he thinks it's because of rain on other roads, because the road that he's on is not flooded. However, you know, he said, luckily he had water, but there's other people stuck as well. They had food, and there's women and kids stuck on this road. So we're trying to get help there. And then there's also, of course, like just homes that are flooded and people are just dealing with that crisis situation. But a massive shout out to the RTA, His Excellency Matar Altair, who's the Director General, Chairman of the Board of Executive Directors of RTA. He is on the ground. He's overseeing the efforts of the crisis and emergency management team from the Enterprise Command and Control Center to deal with the effects of the conditions that we've seen on the road and public transportation. He's reviewing the plans and efforts made to expedite the restoration of Dubai Metro service to normal operations as soon as possible, and to manage the accumulation of rainwater in order to reinstate the flow of traffic in the affected areas. So problems, but the RTA are really putting on their crisis management hats at this point to oversee the back to normal restorations.
100%, you know, like as we've mentioned several times on the show before, is that the RTA and authorities in Dubai just never fail us no matter what happens. And shout out to the heroes that are actually helping, because just like how we actually need help, they for sure need help as well. But you know, a lot of people have fallen as victims to the rain and what has happened. But of course, you know, like that's why, you know, it's advised to stay home. It's better to be safe than sorry at the end of the day. And specifically, by the way, even my uncle's car, he just posted on his story and I was like checking his story. He has a beautiful Cadillac and I love it so much. He took a picture of it, literally stuck, like as if like his car has gone to the ocean and it's in the middle of the ocean. That's how it looks like. And he's outside of it. He's just like, he just like stopped and took a picture of it. Wow. And I'm like, oh my God, oh no, like this is actually sad. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, that's what you get from like not staying home. Sorry, I didn't say that to him, but in my head I did.
Yeah, but I think it's like, some people have roles that require them to be in the office. Yeah. You know, government workers are advised to stay at home. Schools are staying at home. And I think the you know, private companies have said, make the logical decision. And obviously there's key workers, people in healthcare that may feel like they need to get to work because of there's people that need their help. But I do agree that in times of crisis, we see shining lights of humanity. And it's one, like, one small things in my community groups, I've seen such beautiful people helping people, you know. I just got added to a couple yesterday WhatsApp groups, and there is a little bit of drama about this is happening, what's happening, but actually it was, I'm on this floor, but I'm not there at the moment. Can someone go feed my dogs? Or can we get food to the security guys? Because they're not going to be able to get home tonight. And overnight I've woken up and people started cooking, making sure that the five buildings in my area, all the security guards are getting food. People are going to help each other get flood water out of their homes. And people are sharing tips on best how to do that. Like, do you use plastic sacks at the door? Or do you use, filled bags of sand if you can get your hands on it, like what works best. So although we're going through crisis, it is nice to see the community really coming together as well.
100%, you know, it just like shows that, you know what, humanity is there, and the people of Dubai are there for each other, no matter where you're from, no matter anything, you know, just like it just like shows a lot. And like, shout out to everyone who helped anyone. Even I think you've seen like how, you know, yesterday Masa has helped me, you know, just like leave, because my dad, would be easier for him, and I was like working at her. I was even working in the car due to the rains. I was working in her in her room yesterday, and she was like, Farah, do you need food? Do you need, because it has come lunchtime, it's like her mother cooked for me. And I was like, I don't know you. You don't know me, but you have, like, you've just like welcomed me with like open arms. And that's just like beautiful. It's like, awesome. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you've gotten home okay. Look, to people watching who are maybe who need help flooding, or like with flood management, or they're even unsure how, if the roads are safe outside of their homes in the next few days, I'd advise you to tweet at the RTA, because they're super responsive on Twitter. And I know that in times like this, they'll be getting the information directly to you as quickly as possible. And follow us for updates. If you have a story to share, we're doing our best to share as many stories online as we can. We love to see your DMs coming through. And if you need any urgent help, we will try and get help to you as best as we can. But that is where we leave it today. It just feels like COVID.
It does. And honestly, like my dad was telling me yesterday, he was like, you know, Farah, like Dubai is not, like when it rains in Dubai, it rains on the behalf of all of the days that it hadn't rained. So it's like one day of rain, but, or like say a few days of rain, but like it's like rain, it's not like a few rain, you know what I mean? And by the way, people who live in the UK have been calling us dramatic, and I was like,
we'll show them videos. We will show them what the streets look like.
Literally, I was like, dramatic, have you seen what it's like? It's not even like normal rain, and we are not for such heavy rain. But thank you for calling us dramatic. We like our moment, let us shine.
We revert you to the video on our right, which proves the non-dramatics that unfolded, or we weren't being dramatic, because you can see you know, the devastation that's happened and how malls have been impacted and everything. So as we said, the largest recorded rainfall in UAE history in the last 75 years, over 2.5 meters in some areas. And for that reason, we work from home. That brings us to the
end.
Get a boat. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. That brings us to the end of our show. Hopefully we'll be back in the studio if the roads are safe tomorrow morning. But until then, stay safe and have a great day. Bye-bye from me.
Bye-bye, guys.